The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 30, text number 4, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 8th, 2017, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dashavarsha Sahasra Ante Purusha Tu Sanatana Tesham Avirabhut Krishtram Shantena Shamayam Rucha Dashavarsha Sahasrante Purushashtu Sanatana Tesham Avirabhut Krishtram Shantena Shamayam Rucha Dashavarsha Sahasrante Purushashtu Sanatana Tesham Avirabhut Krishtram Shantena Shamayam Rucha Dashavarsha, 10 years.
Yes, I'll do English and then you Hindi.
Sahasra Ante, at the end of 1,000. Purusha, the Supreme Person. To them. Sanatana, eternal. Tesham, of the Pratetas. Avirabhut, appeared. Krishtram, the severe austerity. Shantena, satisfying. Shamayan, mitigating. Rucha, by his beauty.
So I'll read the English and then you do the Hindi for the translation and purport.
Translation: at the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities performed by the Pachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Pachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. Purport: performing 10,000 years of severe austerities does not seem a happy endeavor. Yet the devotees, the serious students of spiritual life, undergo such austerities to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, when the duration of life is very long, people would undergo severe austerities for thousands of years. It is said that Valmiki, the author of Ramayana, underwent meditational austerities for 60,000 years. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciated the austerities undergone by the Pratetas, and he finally appeared before them in a pleasing form. Thus they all became satisfied and forgot the austerities they underwent. In the material world, if one is successful after hard labor, he is very pleased. Similarly, the devotee forgets all his labors and austerities as soon as he contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Dhruva Maharaj was only a 5-year-old boy, he underwent severe austerities by eating simply dry foliage, drinking only water, and taking no food. In this way, after 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. When he saw the Lord, he forgot all his austerities and said, Svamin Kritarthasmi, my dear Lord, I am very pleased. Of course, these austerities were performed in the Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Treta Yuga, but not in this age of Kali. In this Kali Yuga, one can attain the same results simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because the people of this age have fallen, the Lord is kind enough to give them the easiest method. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, one can attain the same results. However, as Lord Chaitanya points out, we are so unfortunate that we are not even attracted to chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunatanvita Sajaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarvine So for us, doing severe austerities, even for a few minutes, is very difficult. So can you imagine doing severe austerities for 10,000 years? Of course, in the Satya Yuga, they lived to be 100,000 years old. So 10,000 years in that yuga would be like 10 years in our yuga. So who among us can do severe austerities for 10 years? Can we follow the example of Dhruva Maharaj? Can we do such austerities as Dhruva did?
Can we do such austerities as Dhruva did? No, it's not possible. But we are most fortunate that in this age, salvation is much easier. We can simply chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and attain all perfection. But as Lord Chaitanya so aptly points out, he so appropriately points, Lord Chaitanya points out, that we are so unfortunate we're not so attracted to Hare Krishna. The mundane news we're attracted. Bollywood we're attracted. The pretty girl we're attracted, is it? But Hare Krishna, sometimes we're not so attracted, you see. So what is our hope? Somehow we must become attracted to Hare Krishna. So how do you develop attraction for Hare Krishna? Sometimes it's like poison for us chanting Hare Krishna. It is compared by Rupa Goswami. When someone has jaundice, sugar candy tastes very bitter. You just want to spit it out. Horrible. But sugar candy is actually very sweet. Why he wants to spit it out? Because he is suffering from jaundice. So now we are all suffering from the jaundice of kama. We are lusty. Instead of seeing everything as the energy of Krishna, meant to be enjoyed by Krishna, we are thinking, how can I enjoy this? This is our disease. It is called the enjoying mood. So because we have this enjoying mood, we do not taste the pleasure of chanting Hare Krishna very much. But if we can give up this enjoying mood and take up the mood of seva, the mood of service, then we can develop the sweet flavor of, we can taste the sweet flavor of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When I say service, I'm not talking about indriya seva. Because that service we are doing, yes, I will serve my eyes, my ears, my nose, my belly, my tongue, my genitals, I will serve them very nicely. So when we speak of service attitude, we're not talking about serving your rascal senses.
अगर ना सेवा के बात आती है तो हम अपने इंद्रों की सेवा की बात नहीं कर रहे
We are speaking about serving Rishikesha, the master of the senses.
ना हम बात कर रहे हैं इस इंद्रियों के स्वामी ना भगवान स्वयं कृष्ण की
When you water the root of the tree, when you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. If you try to water the tree only by watering the leaves and branches, the tree will die. So this is our disease. We are trying to be happy simply by serving our material senses. And we extend that out to the senses of my family members. There's concentrated sense gratification and extended sense gratification.
Concentrated self-gratification होती है और एक nascaded self-gratification होती है इंद्रियों की
Both are poison.
दोनों ही विष की तरह काम करते हैं.
When you learn the art of how to give your loving service to Krishna or to God,
जब हम सीखते हैं कि भगवान की कैसे सेवा की जाएगी,
then you are watering the root. Then you are watering the root.
तब हम इसी प्रकार हम जड़ को पानी देते हैं।
When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished.
जब हम जड़ को पानी देते हैं, तब सारी पत्तियों और शाखों में पानी चला जाता है।
So when you give your loving service to Krishna,
तभी हमें ना सारा अपना प्रेम कृष्ण की तरफ मुख लेना चाहिए।
You become very pleased.
तो कृष्ण बहुत ही
You become completely satisfied. This is the difference between devotional service and other types of service. If you're working a job, you may have a certain type of service you have to do for the company. But you're simply thinking, when can I go home? I'm not satisfied by doing this service. I'm doing it only for the money. But when you serve Krishna, you don't need any money. That service to Krishna, is it the pay is the service itself. The satisfaction you get from serving Krishna is the reward for serving Krishna. This is the difference between serving Krishna and serving Maya. So the bona fide spiritual master teaches you how to stop being the servant of your senses. And how to instead be the servant of Rishikesha, the master of the senses. Service continues, you see. The Maya body says no service, wipe out everything, it's all one. But that is artificial position. That is an artificial position. Our nature is to give service. Therefore, we simply have to learn where to give that service. Because when you serve that Supreme Person, not only do you become satisfied, but you can satisfy everyone.
That's the amazing beauty of Krishna consciousness. Simply by engaging in devotional service to Krishna, you are engaged in the highest welfare work to every single living entity in all of existence. Krishna is stated, Krishna says, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. I am the best friend of all living entities. That person who fully surrenders to Krishna, is also the best friend of all living entities. He is the well-wisher of all. Because he is engaged in that activity which is going to help every single living entity go back to their original identity in the spiritual world. Do you think you're a man? Or do you think that you're a woman? Do you think you're an Indian? Or an American? Kick out this bodily consciousness. You are not a man, you're not a woman, you're not an Indian, you're none of these things. Jivara Swarupahai Krishnara Nitya Das, you are simply the eternal servant of Krishna, that's all. You are actually one of Krishna's associates in the spiritual world. Either Krishna himself or one of his expanded forms like Ram, you are one of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual world. You do not belong in this nasty place called the material world. This is not your home. Your home is in the spiritual sky. Therefore, the only intelligent thing to do is to get out of this place. If you're on a sinking ship, will you stay on the ship? Or will you go for the lifeboat? Only a fool would stay on the ship. So as long as you continue identifying, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm an Indian, I'm an American, you're simply staying on the ship. And where will that ship take you? Another body. They get sick, they get old and dies. So do you want another material body? Who would like another material body? Raise your hand. Anybody want another material body? No one raised their hand and said, wake up! Those of you who are sleeping, wake up. If you go to sleep, you're going to end up with another material body.
अगर हम सो गए तो हमें दोबारा से मटेरियल बॉडी लेनी पड़ेगी.
You have to tune in to Bhagavatam. This katha will liberate you. This will bring you back to your eternal identity. Prabhupada personally wrote me one letter. He said, "My dear Sankarshan, please accept my blessings." He said, "Now you qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face." So that's what Prabhupada wants us to do. Just as Dhruva was able to see Krishna, just as the potatoes were able to see Krishna, Prabhupada wants us to become qualified to see Krishna. So you should not think, "Well, I have a nice job or I have a nice position in the temple, so I've succeeded." Until we become qualified to see Krishna face to face, we have not yet succeeded in Krishna consciousness. When Krishna reveals himself to you, when you can see Krishna directly face to face, then you know you're chanting some good rounds.
कृष्ण की कृपा से हम भगवान का साक्षात उनका साक्षात्कार कर सकते हैं ना प्रमुख समक्ष.
Until then, what is our position?
तब तक हमारी क्या स्थिति है?
I don't want to step on your toes. I don't want to step on your toes. I don't want to be offensive, but
मैं कोई अपराध नहीं करना चाहता.
Until we are qualified to see Krishna face to face, we are called Nam aparadhis.
अगर हम भगवान के हम भगवान का साक्षात्कार हमें नहीं हो रहा तो हम कहीं ना कहीं नाम अपराध कर रहे हैं.
Because we are offenders, we're not chanting purely, therefore we are not seeing Krishna.
हम लगातार अपराध कर रहे हैं और इसीलिए हमारा भगवान के समक्ष साक्षात्कार नहीं हो रहा.
So, my dear ladies and gentlemen. Relatively speaking, ladies and gentlemen, we have to learn how to purely chant Hare Krishna.
And
until we learn how to purely chant Hare Krishna, we are simply cheating ourselves. There's nothing further to be said in this connection. So we must strive diligently to give up our offenses. When Prabhupada would initiate a disciple, he would talk about the 10 offenses. Actually, if you chant Hare Krishna with offense, you can go on chanting for thousands and millions of lifetimes. Therefore, we have to master the art of chanting without offense. That's how this movement will be successful also. This pure chanting is so important. In fact, you may be amazed to hear one quote from Prabhupada. Prabhupada describes what is the position of a devotee who chants the Hare Krishna mantra without offense. This is what Prabhupada says. He says, the devotee who can chant without offense. That devotee becomes Jagat Guru. And under his influence, the whole world will become delivered. That is the great power of pure chanting. So take advantage of this chanting. Take advantage of this chanting. Chanting is enchanting. Therefore, the more you become enchanted with the chanting, the more you become enchanted by the chanting, the more you become purified of all the contamination of the heart. And the closer you are coming to being able to see Krishna face to face, so I can open it up now for questions. Any questions? I have one question written here that I'm going to answer this one first. If I am ready to surrender fully, how quickly can I attain love of God? If I'm willing to surrender fully, how quickly can I attain love of Krishna, he's asking. I just read yesterday in Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada has answered this question. Prabhupada explains how long it will take to become fully self-realized if you fully surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada said it takes 1 second. That's all it takes, only 1 second. If you're fully convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you're His eternal servant, in 1 second you can achieve complete spiritual perfection. You don't have to do 10,000 years of penances like the Vachetas. If you're fully convinced, even in 1 second you can achieve all perfection. Next question, what is the way to see Krishna face to face practically within 1 day? You simply have to fully surrender, that's all. Next question. I am a fallen soul. How can I save myself from aparad? Memorize the 10 offenses and always be careful to avoid them. How can we judge our own devotion? How can we judge our own devotion? How much taste do you have for the name? That's how you can judge it.
कि आपको कितना ना, ना आपको कितना समझ आ रहा है भगवान कृष्ण का जप करते समय, तो इस प्रकार आप अपने आप को जान सकते हैं.
How can we know we are chanting nicely? When Krishna reveals himself, then you can know, yes, now I'm chanting nicely. Until then, you're not chanting very nicely. Because Krishna hasn't revealed himself to you. What is the mood of chanting? It depends on you. You can be chanting offensively or offenselessly. One should chant like a child crying for the mother. My sadhana is dwindling. How should I make it steady? It's very easy to become strong and steady in Krishna consciousness. My dear Arjun, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee. The one who is my devotee is not my devotee, Krishna says. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So learn how to serve Guru and Vaishnavas perfectly, and that will make you very strong in Krishna consciousness. In Canto 3, Kardama Muni also performed 10,000 years of austerities. Like the practice in Canto 4, how do we understand who is actually performing pure devotional services? Something I can't make out the word with. Can't make out this word. I'll read another one. I can't make out the word. Okay. Why we call little girls as Mataji? Is there any mention about it in any book? Yeah, Prabhupada confirms that even every woman is Mataji, even small.
Huh? So that you cannot see the girls as a sex object.
That even a small child, even a small girl, you should see her as Mataji, not as someone you can use for sex pleasure. That's the point. Sometimes people will sexually molest little girls also. Therefore, every female is Mataji except for my wife. And she is Devi, Prabhupada said. Devi means goddess.
Devi means what?
Kaya. While living, Lord Shiva called his wife not by her name, but by called her Devi. Vishnu Aradhanam Devi. He didn't say Parvati, he said Devi. The Vedic etiquette, you don't call your husband or wife by their name. It's Prabhu and Devi. When Indian lady, one very pious Indian lady came to our temple in Dallas many years ago. And the devotee said, "What is? Who is your husband?" He wanted to know what was the name of her husband. And her reply was this: "I have never spoken my husband's name." That was her answer. That was her answer. Okay, while living in the material world, how to maintain etiquette of Vaishnavas, at the same time give up the designation of the etiquette of Vaishnavis, at the same time give up the designation of being a woman. In other words, how do you? We have etiquette for male and female etiquettes. How do you remember you're not this body when you're doing an etiquette of male and female etiquettes? You see, that's the question. It's like we're telling you, you're not that body, but we're sitting men and women separately, is it? If I'm not a woman, why have to sit on the lady's side, you see? If I'm not a man, why have to sit on the men's side? Why can't I sit on the lady's side if I'm not this body? You see what I'm saying? One could ask. The answer is this. Even though we're not these bodies, we're still identifying with these bodies, you see. Therefore, there are certain etiquettes to help you become liberated from your bodily conception. If a brahmachari sits down with all the women, you see, he may start identifying with his male body again because he gets lusty. You see what I'm saying? Therefore, to keep his head in a cool place, he sits with the brahmacharis, not with the ladies, you see. By not sitting with the ladies, that helps him to remember he's not his body. Now, for a liberated soul, there's no such rules. Just like when Shukadeva Goswami was running, took off running from his household life, he went running off, went running across India. He came to one place where all the ladies were bathing naked. He was a 16-year-old boy. And he was naked also. He was naked also. And the women were also naked. But they could see he was a liberated soul. They didn't bother to cover themselves up.
लेकिन वो एक मुक्त आत्मा है इसी प्रकार ना उनको कोई डिफरेंस नहीं लगा.
So when Srila Vyasadeva came running after his son, they all the ladies covered up his sin.
जब उनके पिता व्यासदेव जी वहां पर प्रस्तुत हुए तब उन्होंने उनको वहां से
Because he was engaged as he was living as a householder. And a householder has to distinguish between male and female, otherwise how he can be a householder. So let's see here about maybe one more. This one I can't read very well. When I visited Vrindavan more than before, I am not feeling so much enthusiastic as I'm feeling before. It's become casual for me, so how to save myself from such condition? Familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. We have to beat our minds with shoes and remind ourselves we're in Krishna's holy dham. Krishna is fully present even in every particle of dust of Vrindavan.
Sri Vrindavan Dham mein Sri Krishna ek particle ke form mein bhi hai na ek na yahan par.
So if one is not able to properly enter the holy dham, it's better not to come.
Agar koi na apradh agar yahan par na koi apradh karne se nahi bas apradh
Because any offenses one commits here are magnified 1,000 times. And whatever you do properly, you get 1,000 times benefit. Being in Vrindavan is just like being on the altar with the deities. You see it every minute. You're living on the altar when you're in Vrindavan. So one should always be very careful to properly serve the Dham and serve the residents of the Dham. That nice bhajan is very good. Prabhupada sings the holy places of Vrindavan bhajan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Always worship the Holy Dham. If you're not in the mood of worshipping the Dham, go back to Delhi. So we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.